Top.
And business practices.
Yeah, so we're talking about the halachot of Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. Halachot, business halachot. Mochrei perot ve'irakot. People are selling vegetables and fruit or garinim, right? So they could sell it and the price that they sell it, the way they got it, even though some things could be bad. Let's see, they have a box now of kiwi. And some kiwis on the bottom, they're a little bit mushy. And they charge 10 shekels a kilo. They don't have to say, because now it's have a little bit rotten, so now I have to charge less. No, they could charge their price, because that's when you buy, that's what you have in mind, that you're buying al dad's, that it's good. Same thing with the garinim. You buy garinim, pitzuchim, and they also have some garbage in there, so you don't have to clean it up. On the other hand, if in the fancy stores, they let it clean it out, and they raise the price because of that. Because when you buy, you're buying al-dat zeh, there's also some mushy stuff in there.
Is that because maybe you're buying the bulk, as opposed to buying single pieces?
Right, if you're buying single, you're paying per piece, you're paying it per kilo.
But there's only a certain amount that's allowed. I mean, it's not like, 30% is...
Now let it do it. If it's that's the way it is, you let us tell it that way. In the Tzamasha, Isur Deoraita, to now take the nice ones, put them on top, and take the squishy ones, put them on the bottom. That's Asur. To do it is Asur. If that's the way you received it, as let us tell it that way. But it's Asur to actually take and do it. That's Asur.
But with Jonathan, that's by bulk you're doing it like that.
By a box, if you buy for a box.
Yeah.
If you buy singulars, you choose what you want. Right? I remember I was buying somewhere. He told me you can't choose. Take a box. Because boxes closed, you can't choose. You choose a box. You don't choose it. And he's 100% right. Why should I take all the good stuff and leave him all the bad stuff? The price is per box. It's per box. Mazal tov. אנחנו לא ידענו, אתה לא מדבר, אתה בא לפה, יושב בשיעורים, לא מספר.
היה כזה בלגן.
הרבה נחת. כן נרבוש, כולם זאת השם, בקלות, בזריזות.
אמן, אמן.
בלי שום חובות ושום הלוואות. דירות לכולם. טוב. לא הייתי יודע, אני לא הייתי רואה את ההזמנה שמישהו ישאיר פה. אני יודע רק בגלל שהיה פה את ההזמנה. טוב. הקונים ירקות ופירות וצריכים אסורים להוריד את הפסולת הדבוקה לסחורה, אמנם ראשים לברוא מתוך הארגז רק את הסחורה שללא הפסולת ולהשאיר את הסחורה שחוברת אליו פסולת מרובה. Also, if you're the customer, right? So that's what we just said. You can't, if you're choosing one by one, you can choose what you like. But if you're choosing boxes and stuff, you can now take off now the bad stuff and leave all the good stuff. No, you sell it per box. You're fine per box. So, הקונה קטניות, פיצוחים, או ירקות, ובחר לעצור את הסחורה שקנה וידע ויכול היה להכניס את זה. טוב. סוגי ירקות ופיצוחים שידוע שמצויים בהם תולעים. If a person, if there's types of vegetables and or פיצוחים, nuts and stuff which are known to be infested with bugs, okay? For example,
tutim,
right? Strawberries, all kinds of things. It could be this stuff, right?
Pistachio.
Right, and you could check it. There's a way to fix it and clean it and do it. You can't go back to the mocher, to the one who sold it. Oh, it's not good. Take it back. Pop it up. And unless that's the way they do it in that place, but most places that's not what they do. I tell you, once I bought orez, rice in a store which doesn't have, I guess, not a big, what do you call it?
Turnover
of stuff. And the thing was infested with bugs, with worms, with anything you could just imagine. I took it back to the store and he gave back my money. Because that's not normal, really. That's a gbul. Sometimes you can have worms and mice, especially in whole wheat. You could have. But if there's a good turnover in a store, you won't have it. Buy in a good store where they always sell it. Okay. The store the stuff sit, even if it's in your house, it'll also get infested. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you hold it in the freezer, Abba told me if you hold it in the freezer for 24 hours and then put it in the fridge, that's okay. Yep. As long as the first hit of cold will be in the freezer, because then even if there's eggs, they freeze to death. In the fridge, some of them could still develop. Now we're talking about apartments and properties basically. Kol amechubar lakarka en bo na'a. Well, we spoke about that there's mischarging, right? You could what's it called? It goes under not under. What's it? What's that word that you said the other day? Overcharging and charge too much.
Inflation.
Okay. It's only and that is only you can't do more than 16% of the average. It's only in metaltelim. And items, movable objects, and not in properties. Properties, no. Properties, can either it's rent or buying. Can and or not. Zot bitnai shenam chazul biyotam mikiflai mamechiru shemken achiyah shemazedo. This is in a t'nai that it's not more than double of the average. Okay, so let's say in Marad Dafna where I live, the average is around for apartment 2 bedrooms. Yeah, 2 bedrooms. The average is about let's say 4,200 shekels. So you can't charge more than 8,400. It sounds like a joke, right? It's crazy. The prices are crazy. Prices are really crazy. I don't pay so much. No. But of course, he doesn't take care of the apartment. That's we deal with everything with the electricity and the water and everything.
No.
Not talking about bills. I'm talking about
repairs.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I have to go buy pieces. I have to hire someone to fix. I have to paint. I have to do everything.
So this type of thing is like that one location, let's say, or is it throughout, let's say, Yerushalayim?
No, it's location.
So like Mount Dafna, and then what about like certain streets, you know, have a higher price sometimes.
It goes by the streets.
Also that, too. Yeah. You break it down even more. So like the average for that building.
Yeah, between my building and my road, Eretz Chepetz, one road down, right? There's a big difference in price.
Right.
And big difference in Arnona. It's called Gimel. This is called Aleph. It's the type of people who live also. Type of apartments. Lego or real apartments. No Lego apartments? They have your Lego apartments.
What are Lego apartments?
They're pre-built. They what? Prefabbed?
Prefabricated.
They take things that... Here you have an apartment, and you hear your neighbor sneezing. Very, very thin, no insulation. It's a lot of apartments in there. And when the Jews came from all the Arab countries, came a lot, thousands at once, and had nowhere to put them. So they built like in a few months, many, many buildings. And then they said, "Derechum abstut, Baruch Hashem, Shabbachim olam." So, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Now, if you're going to buy an apartment, okay, so you bring your shamai. How do you say shamai in English?
Appraisal.
I don't know what that is.
Appraisal.
A person who comes in.
Estimates how much it's worth.
Yeah.
Appraiser.
Appraiser?
Appraiser, yeah.
Appraiser?
Appraiser.
How do you spell that?
A-P-A-R-I-N-G.
Appraiser, okay, we said that.
P-P-P-P.
P-P.
Appraiser.
also you need a structural engineer.
So if you have, I want to say something about this. If you have you decide that you make a price, okay, according to the Shammai, and the Gemara brings down Shammai a lot of times. According to the Shammai, and then it comes out that he made a big mistake, because you go, you check others, and you see he made a big, big mistake, so then you let it call off the deal. Because what they made the contract was Al Da'at Zeh, that the Shammai knows what he's doing. But if he doesn't know what he's doing, of course they didn't want to do the deal.
But you should also use the structural engineer to make sure that there are no major problems with the apartment.
Why did it not disclose before you purchased? You don't disclose it out here?
No. Actually, I bought an apartment in Tzfat, so, and I didn't even see it because the Rav Arush told me to buy it, so I bought it.
He didn't want it.
He told me it's a good. I told him the details. He said it's a good apartment to buy. Baruch Hashem, not losing it. Rav said, "I need to see. He sees. He's a tzaddik. I don't see. I can see the wall. I don't see anything." So the person who sold it was very worried. I didn't see it. Chavidi guy. So he made me write in the contract that I'm buying the apartment without seeing it, and I have no tainas about it. But okay, that's whatever you want.
How's the apartment?
Beautiful.
Have you seen it?
I saw it twice. The good tenants taking care of it. Go. To believe it. Tzadikim, they know what they're saying. Rabbi Nathan writes that the main emunah in Hashem is believing in tzadikim. Because you can make up the emunah in Hashem. You can make it up. Say whatever you feel it is. But believe me, what the tzaddikim tell you, what the emunah in Hashem is, and to believe the tzaddikim, what they say, that's what Hashem wants. It's much harder, especially a live tzaddik. If it's also a person who's nifter, I'll tell you what he said, because he's not here, he can't say anything against it. But it's
good. The guy running for office is on his bus. Abadja Yosef said,
to vote for me. Yeah.
Don't prove it.
Don't want to say anything.
So it's not going to work?
Highly doubt it.
But to not offer yourself to a live tzaddik is much harder. Much harder. But he's a human being. He eats. I saw him eating. I saw him drinking. Maybe he's. But you have to believe that they're exalted a lot more than us. Top. In the coming cases, there's no hona'a, there's no mischarge. And the mekach stays, the deal is on. Aleph, dvarim she'en mechiran kavua v'nimkarim al pi ashara bilvad. There's certain things which are not kavua. The price is not kavua. And the price is all, it's approximate. Okay? Lo kavua. So. For example, an esrog in a box. Okay, there's no set price for an esrog, right? You can sell it for 10 shekels, you can sell it for 200 shekels. Okay? And also, you don't know specifically how this esrog is, because it's in a closed box. As long as it's kosher, they say it's kosher, yeah? So it has to be kosher, if it's not kosher, of course there's no deal. Okay? So then there's no price there, also.
He gives an example of the esrog?
Yeah.
Wow. And this is not in the category of metalton. This is a movable property, an esrog.
It is.
So it shouldn't be sold more than...
But there's no set price for it. 1 year it could be this high, 1 year it could be that low.
Like, depends on an average for that year or something.
And it depends on the place, depends on the person who sells it.
I mean, I've seen it at one store, they have different prices, and they tell me it's because it's different.
You know what? I used to sell esrogs when I was a bacho. And I used to make up the price according to what I knew the halachas. Show me the esrog. 100 shekels. So how do you use it? I know, what do you mean? I'm an expert. Do whatever I want. There's no set price for it.
Okay.
And people are willing to pay. They see esrog they like. They're willing to pay. Even 500 shekels I saw people pay. I never paid.
I paid 40 shekels in spot one. Arab sukkahs I was
40?
40 shekels
for Avonim. I know.
It's so good. It's so beautiful. I relied on
Hashem and I got it. By the way, Rabbi Nathan says, the Daven on Tu Bishvat for the Esrog. Tu Bishvat when the stuff are blooming. Tu Bishvat down for the esters as soon as Tu Bishvat, right? In a month, 5 weeks.
Right? Siyum of Yevamos.
Day before,
but okay, you're gonna have to plan it and have a siyum in Tu Bishvat.
And they have a missing a few pages. But that's your dalet. Dalet is about. Catch up. So, almost everything I did, Baruch Hashem. כן. בית, דברים הנמכרים כעתיקות או כחפצי הספנות, אלא אם כן מתברר שהחפץ מזויף. Right. Yeah, now things which are sold as antiques, right, or as things that items that people collectors items, so I pointed at you. He told me in Switzerland something like that, remember? In the airport. So, again, so of course, again, also, they don't have a set price. You can sell for whatever you want, but like you sold, and how much can you charge? Whatever the guy is willing to pay, you'll give him, right? But if it's like something extreme that no one's willing to pay such an amount, so you could also cancel the deal even after you've paid. For example, the highest that people will pay was $1,000 for this item. And this person took $2,000, of course, obviously, he took too much and you could cancel the deal in that case. Also, another way you could cancel it, if you find out that it was a mizuyaf, it was a forger, yes, then of course, also then you could cancel it. Gimme, mechira, mechir muzal, shendach socharin letot beefresh kaze. Okay. Also, if someone sold it in very cheap, you don't cancel the deal. You hear that? If you sold an item for very cheap, that is not normal, you can't go back on your word. And there's no hona there. You could do it. You could do whatever you want. You could sell it for very cheap.
How do you know it was stolen?
You don't know. It's your problem to go find out where you bought it from. He needs now money, cash now. So he sold it, so he's making a deal on the store.
Even if you know you're taking advantage of him? Even if you know?
Yeah. So. He says here. Okay. Mishum dochak kesef, yeah? Yeah. So, karkaot aniknot kashka'a adyanit. Also, if they're selling properties now, for the future, it's gonna lafshir, and then they're gonna have permission from the government to build and everything. Like now, a lot of stuff is going on in the country around here.
I call them.
May end in jail.
Yeah, I've heard about it. I don't know the whole story, but
you bought there.
Family has there. Yeah. You noticed the whole shot, the whole deal.
No, mm-hmm. But I know there was a bribery and the permission.
But there's 5 buildings now, huh?
No, they're not going to cancel any of them, don't worry.
No, I don't think so, but I mean, it was...
Big yeah, project. The mayor gave permission to build.
The mayor gave
permission.
There's more, yeah, there's more to meet the eye, right? There's more that you know.
I don't know.
No?
I don't deal with politics at all.
What?
I don't know
Holy
anything.
Land, talking about Holy Land.
No, but talking about other lands around the country, a lot of properties which are either already prepared for being built or they're going to be in the next 2 years, and you sell, and then it doesn't work. I know someone who bought a lot of property but very cheap in Tzfat. They said that soon they're going to get permission to build anything. They never built there. For 20 years it's sitting. It's worth nothing. Nothing. It's worth the same price that he bought it. Okay.
Maybe
they should do it when they do it there. Then it will be building, by the way. Maybe they will do it in a place that they build up afterwards.
I heard something that if somebody lives in a property by something that the Israeli law cannot actually have them leave, you have to actually buy them out. There's no...
If they live more than a certain amount of time or something. Mm-hmm. If it's government land. Okay. If it's not got like in the best West Bank, what they call, mm-hmm. right? No, there they'll throw you out. Of course they'll throw you out, even if you live for 100 years. Did you see what they did in Gush Katif? But yeah, in the 1967 borders. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you live more than a certain amount.
Yeah, but they try to give away East Jerusalem.
So what?
We're East Jerusalem.
You have a problem. You want to move here? No. We're on the border right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, we're here. Here we're on the border, exactly. Okay. Yeah, if now there's another another case where you don't cancel the deal, never. If you exchange item for item, right? I gave you a pen, you gave me a phone that cost $1,000, it's your problem. We made a Kinyan Khalifin and it works. No cancels. Chepetz Animkar LeGoy, also if you sold it to a goy, right? The goy can't come and say, oh, it's too much, too little. And they go to Beis Din, that's the goy. Used to be places, the goy went to Beis Din. To a goy, the rabbi will probably call you over and say, give it back, but halachically, you don't have to. So, what's considered a mekach ta'ut? Mistaken when the buy, whatever. Okay. Mekach shebutza ve'ona'a. We said this already. Okay. If they sold something for more than 60% or less than 16%, unless it's really, really low, that is not the way to do it, then it's good. But if it's less than 16% or more than 16%, it's considered mekach ta'ut. And you could cancel the whole deal. Okay? And even if the person says, no, we said this already, that no, I'm gonna pay you back, and let's make a new deal. No, you could cancel the whole thing, or the person who sold could cancel the whole thing. Bitul ha-mekach shesh bo hona'a, davka im yudiu la-me'ane, tof mispar shaot, bahen nitan laspik kevayot ha-mechir ha-amiti, avar oto zman lamot sha-me'ane avaryan, ha-mekach kayam, אלא אם כן לא היה נתן לבצע את הבירור מסיבות שונות. מעניין מאוד. כן. You can cancel the deal in the next few hours and you can find out the difference in the rates. You went to the store and stuff. But if, let's say, a week passed and you come back, סליחה, אדוני, now you're coming back? You don't have to. You can't cancel the deal, unless there's a reason why you didn't. It was Shabbos. It was Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the stores were closed. And there's a reason why you couldn't check out the prices. But if there's no reason, stam a regular. He has a few hours just at the end of the day, or if it was another day, to the next day, not more than that. Virer Hakoneh Lachar Kniyah Yitzeh Socher Yadid. Okay. Now, if the person bought, and then he asked his friend, what do you think, it's a good price? And they told him, yeah, sure, and really, but it wasn't a good price. And only a week later, he found out that they lied to him, and it was really not a good price. Good friends he has, huh?
Right.
So then, he's allowed to cancel the deal, even if it's a week later, or a while later. Now, if items are sold per item, or by weight, or by length, yeah, by size, and then he went home and he weighed it, I wanted a kilo. He gave me only 800 grams. That means he took money from me. You can't cancel the deal, but you go back and get your money back. Okay, go back, get your money back. You don't cancel the deal, right? You bought nothing that goes by size, yeah. You bought rope, it goes by meters, right? In this country, and you go home and you check, and he gave you half a meter less than you paid for. You paid for 5 meters, he gave you only 4.5 meters, electricity wire, whatever it is, yeah. So you don't cancel the deal. Maybe the electricity is different because you know why? Maybe these certain things will be different because. I need 5 meters. That's not really, now I need to buy another.
But you can't
do another half and then attach it and make a whole thing. I want an extension cord. It's not a thing in the wall that you can make a thing in. Maybe in that case it'll be different. I don't need a 4.5. I don't have anything to do with 4.5. I need 5. That's how much I need from here to here. So maybe that'll be different.
So what do? You just live with it?
No, you'll be able to cancel. Maybe.
You're able to.
You have to go to... It could be that in that case, if it makes a difference, you will be able to cancel.
No, let's say it doesn't make a difference. It's not with the electrical wire. What is the remedy?
He gives you back the money, what he charged too much.
You keep what you bought, and he gives you...
You don't cancel the deal. You do not cancel the deal. Right?
What's an example of that would work? For what kind of product would you think?
Any product. You bought a kilo of nuts.
Oh, okay.
You got home, it was 600, you check on your scale, it's 600 grams. It's 400 grams. 40% he took more.
For weight.
So you go back. What?
I ate some along the way.
So it's for weight as opposed to length or size?
No, also in length and size. If it doesn't make a difference.
I wouldn't even know what wouldn't make
what?
A difference.
How do you, why should the owner of the store trust you that you really were short? That you didn't get what you...
It's a hard one.
Said he gave it.
So yeah.
It's a hard one.
Well, if you're doing mishloach and you bought 20 rolls of toilet paper, and he only gives you half a container.
That's obvious. Yeah, but also then, maybe a person is lying. Maybe this.
Well, that's a hard one.
Ken, how would he know?
So you came home and you reweighed everything, and then you go back to the gentleman and say, you know, you're missing, and he tells you, well, I don't think so, and you say, yes, you are, and then where does it go?
So if you're in this country, it's very hard. But if you're in America, I heard there's a rule in America that the customer is always right. No?
Always right, and whoever is behind the counter as well.
Yeah, try working for the Better Business Bureau for 3 years.
So in that case, you have a problem. In this country, you're right. It's a problem here. They tell you, "Am I last?"
Like a sham that you got less.
Yeah, it's better for you at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. So Avalish says a person can't pay his rent, so he goes to Balabait. What? You don't have a Muna that Hashem will give you a Parnasa? Well, you need me. What?
Did it work?
Doesn't work that way. I know people like that. It's very not nice. Right. And moon is for yourself, not for anyone else.
So it doesn't go further about that topic. That's it.
That's halacha. So hopefully you're dealing with people who are Yerei Shamayim. Yeah. And if you're not, so we have a problem. You're dealing with honest people. If someone he lied to people for years, and now he wants to do tshuva, so he has to do tzolchei rabim. He has to give tzedakah to something of the public. That's his tikkun. Okay. Oh, here is what I said. If it's something that you can't fix, like we said, like he wants, you ordered a certain suit. They measured you, everything. And when you put it on, it's like this. Right? Yeah, what are you going to do? If it's long, fine, they can fix it. But if it's too short, deal is canceled. They give you back the money and you take the give. Or like we said with the wire. He needs 5 meters. He's 4.5. He has nothing to do with. But then, of course, you cancel the deal, like we said. That was a pashut. Okay. Any deal which the thing wasn't paid for fully yet, you could always cancel.
That's not
fun.
Even on credit cards? Or
mortgage?
No, credit card you paid full.
Count as acquisition right away, right?
Yeah, you paid the whole thing. The guy got the money right away that month.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Even though you're not paying it, but it's counted as an acquisition.
Yeah, you pay.
Like a layaway or something. Or
Well, let's say they
if you give checks, if you give
payments to the credit card, they say you want them one payment or, you know, more than one payment.
No, but that's how much it will come off your account. I think they get the money right away.
Yeah, no. The merchant account. I think they get paid those things.
No. They normally takes about 3 days to post.
Yeah, but I'm saying once, even if you do payments, I think they get all the money.
It goes to the merchant account.
It goes to the merchant account, but they have 60 days to reverse the charges.
That's a different story, but they're yeah.
Like checks is payments. That's
if they don't
that's
charge
called
the 60 days. Yeah. I think that they can.
Yeah, there's no dispute within 60 days. It's normally the merchant.
The merchant still gets the money.
The money.
Yeah, they'll still get it even before the 60 days. However, they have a chance. The customer, I believe, has a chance to kick back the charge, and that goes to the merchant account.
So, Beseder, that was the halachot for today.